fucking clapping?
It's three of them. We can leave that in.
Okay.
I think it'd be funny. All right. Welcome back to the Louis Cho Podcast. Today, we have my best friend, Isaiah.
What's up, y'all? Sorry. My throat was clogged.
Thank you. It sounded like you might have shit yourself.
Leave me alone. I'm sorry.
All right. So, today's topic, how to deal with fake friends and moochers. Now,
what are moochers?
I don't want to name names, but we know a certain someone.
Are you talking about like a female?
No,
it's not a female.
Well,
at all?
It could be a female.
Oh.
It could very well be a female, but in particular, I'm talking about a certain person that we both know in the mornings.
Oh, okay. So pretty much someone who's trying to use you in a way.
Kinda, yeah.
They are kind of like your friend, but they're mostly if you have something, they want it.
And yeah, they're
there. Around and they're just gonna be like, oh, let me use that.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, how? What's your advice for dealing with like people that are moochers?
Well, for moochers, what I would do is if I see them trying to, no, thank you. Use it for something, like, I would kick them in the throat. That's just me. that's just me in general. They would be like, oh, man, hey, say I had, like, this new studio, or say a dab pen, okay?
Right.
A dab pen.
Oh, yeah, that's the main one for us.
Exactly. Because, like, when we pull up in the car,
yeah,
we don't text anybody.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
For some reason, this kid's running straight towards us to our car in the morning.
See, but I can get, like, for that person in particular, and I think if this person listens, and if you know who the fuck you are, stop waiting for us in the mornings. Anyway, like a weirdo. Anyway, I feel like this person in specific, though, they have no choice but to get there early.
Yeah.
And so, being that they get there so early, no one the fuck else is there.
Yeah, but I can understand, but that's the first thing he comes, not even him, but people in general.
Yeah.
When they come around, they'll be like, hey, bro, you got that debit? Or they'll be like, hey, you got this and this. They're just using, not using you. They might be your homie, but at that specific time.
So, but then also, do you think that maybe it's possible that we are seeing it differently? Because
yes,
maybe
definitely.
It's... Because
Jay is a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
He is a very good friend of
but,
ours.
But what I'm saying is, like, I could understand, like, if in their point of view, if it's, this is the way I hang out with my friends. They are bringing me things. But they have things, they share with me, and I don't have to pay or anything.
Yeah.
So these are my friends. I'm going to stay with them, I get free shit. I wonder if certain people that mooch think that way. Because I'll admit, we do it sometimes.
Oh,
we've hit people up.
We are not fucking angels.
We literally hit people up and said, hey, do you have 10 bucks? We'll smoke you out.
But we don't.
That's not
out.
What
they
smoke us out. That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
Like, there's so many just different angles.
Oh, definitely.
And different variations. I think it's hard to definitely classify someone as a,
but
you are a grade A mooch.
But there's a, yeah, I was going to say, there's a difference between a friend that's a mooch that's like,
yeah,
that's that, and then there's that fake people mooch.
Yeah.
There's
and
that
then that's the next
who
topic.
Who only talks to you.
When you have shit
when
they
you
want
have something. Something they want.
Yeah.
That's all they do. They never speak to you. They don't look at you. They don't even make eye contact.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Until someone or they find out you have something, then they use whatever you have if you let them.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, I'm distracted. Why the fuck do you have rubber bands in your hair?
They're Bantu knots.
Okay.
That's how my hair gets curly sometimes. And I fall asleep with them. I put them in after the shower.
We're off topic.
Okay, but back to topic. Other than my Bantu knots, that's the next like portion of it. Fake friends.
Yeah.
How would you, in specific, if let's say you have a friend who like you met a year ago, let's say,
yeah,
and this friend is at the like first few months, he go to the mall with you, all that shit, you hang out, you know, you're having a good like actual friendship shit. He's not asking, hey, do you have this that I can have type shit. But he just hangs out.
Yeah.
And then later on, he ends up kind of being more distant. and then hits you up and says, hey, you got a dab pen, you trying to chill, type shit.
Yeah.
And doesn't hit you up unless they have, you have something they would want. So how, what would you do to deal with someone that, like, someone being fake?
So someone being fake, if anybody knows me, I confront them. I'll be like, hey, I see that you're not trying to be my friend. You're trying to be an associate that's taking what I have.
I don't feel like you would be that nice about it, though.
I wouldn't.
I feel like
I would take
in
the ass.
Fake bitch.
I would shake in the ass. I would. But yeah, that's how I would deal with it. I feel that there are other people that would be like, hey, I see you're doing this. Like Noah Wolf, Corey.
Yeah.
He's that type of guy. He's the type of, hey, man, I see this is happening, man. Yeah. If you can't do this, I'm going to have to cut you off. But da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think definitely the way Corey does it is like a really, not really whitewashed, but it's very nice. It's very, it's a very polite way to do
it. Well, that's because Corey's been like one of my best homies for 3 years now. So.
But then I also feel like if you tell someone that mooches off of you, that's fake as fuck, and you tell them in that kind way, they're not gonna really change type shit, you know what I mean? I feel like would be more of a, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
It's not
Let
gonna
me
be
temporarily
a
fix
yeah,
this.
Exactly.
Let me make you happy for now and make you forget and then go back.
Exactly.
But I feel like if you go up to the person or even text them or call them and just say, hey, look, I feel like you're being fake. So you either need to fix your shit or I'm gonna whoop your fucking ass.
Yeah.
It's fucking simple.
Yes.
And listen.
Exactly.
We all know my big ass doesn't want to get my lazy ass up. So if that doesn't work, I'm just not going to talk to him. Because I don't want to have to actually get up and go whoop someone's ass. It means I have to turn off Netflix, put away my popcorn, and get up in the car.
Oh, man. Anyways. Topics, man.
We're out of topics.
No, where's your phone?
It is in my pocket. Okay, iPhone or Android? I know you have an iPhone, but...
There are...
Ups and downs. Pros and cons of each.
Yes, very.
Let's start with Android.
Android. Music. You can download it to the actual phone.
But why would you want that?
Because I don't have Apple Music.
But what? So you get Spotify or anything else? There's so
many. Well, Spotify, I don't have the paid version. No. I don't have the paid version of SoundCloud, so I'm only limited to a number of songs.
Well,
YouTube.
Don't you have data?
Huh?
Don't you have data?
Yes.
So you can just stream it.
Well, yeah, I know, but you're not listening. I'm just saying the part where... Well,
I'm supporting Apple here.
Yeah, definitely. I am. Look, there are parts of the iPhone that I love. That
I love
so
all
much,
of it.
Like, the designs of the phone.
So
love it.
Sleek. Look, I got the Rose Gold 8 Plus. Look,
exactly. I have the 7 Plus. I have the 7 Plus, the charcoal black. I love it. Exactly. See, the glass looks amazing on it.
I fuck with the wireless charging, though. Like, it's really just a... Plop the motherfucker down.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm fucking have that. I have to put the charger in the actual charger.
Yeah.
It's a bitch. But I will say this. The camera quality on that motherfucker is insane.
Yeah.
It's fucking
I do think
crazy,
though,
bro.
With like the high price tags for iPhones, like I was looking at the new XS just because I was fucking bored.
Yeah.
And I looked in the trade-in value if I traded in this phone. And it was like, I think $900 something. It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weed money. But I was like, holy fuck. And I was just kind of thinking, I was like, why the hell is it so expensive? I can get an organ for cheaper. I can buy a fucking spleen for $20.
Exactly. See.
But I feel like it's expensive because you're not just buying an iPhone. You're buying a piece of Apple. And Apple is this big revolutionary, like, not really minimalist. Very modern company. It has fucking billions.
Because people see it that it's overrated. It's not.
Yeah.
Apple
I could
is
see.
A very, very, very known. It's used worldwide. iPhone is the iPhone and Galaxy. Those are. Let's not even say Android, Galaxy.
Yeah. But I do feel like for sure, like with iPhones, the way that we are. Or just like people in the entertainment kind of shit.
Yeah.
The way iPhones are all connected so well, like I know like Android devices, you can connect them to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But I feel like iPhone devices, they connect way better. Like the ecosystem of Apple is just fucking amazing. You have the MacBooks, the iMacs, all that. The iPhones. And it just works so well. So, like, when we're done with this podcast, you're going to just airdrop me the fucking file.
Yeah, or just send it to... Because right, you can send an audio file through text message. But
what I'm saying is it's cool that you can just click a button with a picture of someone and airdrop them something.
Oh, yeah. And also, if you just don't want to do that or they're all the way across and they're at the house, you could just send the audio file through text message. You can't do that on an Android.
You can't?
No, because you have to send it straight through the email.
Oh, and then download it.
Yep, and then you have to download it.
See, that's what I'm saying, simplicity. I feel like Apple... You know how people say, oh, Apple copied that from Samsung? With, like, certain things?
Oh.
I feel like the reason Apple does, in a way, copy other companies is because they're not going to waste their money on something they don't know.
But Apple knows they can do it better.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if they see, let's say, Samsung comes out with an all-screen display, literally no bezel or anything. Like, you know how the XS has a notch?
Yeah.
I'm talking, like, nothing. Like, completely all-screen, zero fucking bezel. I feel like if Samsung came out with something like that, and then Apple came out something with that 5 months later. The reason that I think at least Apple waits and quote unquote copies other companies is because they don't want to waste their money, even though they have so much of it. I think they're being smart with their money. And they're saying, okay, this might be a big thing. Let's not waste our money. Let's let them fuck up and let's learn from their mistakes. And whatever they mess up on, let's not do that and perfect this thing and sell it for a fucking $1 million.
Yeah, I think iPhone does, because if they did drop their prices, I think iPhone would be more popular.
Yeah.
Even though people are retarded, because I'm not. Me, myself, I'm not going to go up there and buy a fucking $1,000 phone. I know you will, but I won't. That's just not my thing.
Tech is my shit.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, we know. Because you'll be like, hey, bro, let me show you how this iPhone works when I first got it. And I was like, oh my God, leave me the fuck alone. But, no, like, because people, I feel, are just like, since, oh, the name iPhone, let me just get all that. AirPods.
Yeah.
Prime example. I know, you have AirPods.
ASMR time, bitch.
That was the flip of his AirPods case. Which makes me jealous, because I don't have one.
They're not expensive, though. They're like $170 if you order them online.
$170. How about I give you the money and you fucking order it for me?
You're going to give me cash, and you expect me to order something online with cash? How the hell did you pick that to work?
I didn't. Did I say cash?
You said you're gonna give me money. Generally, when someone says give you money, they give you cash. Sending money, however, is an online transfer.
Shut the fuck up.
Suck my ass. This is gonna be a weird ass episode.
It's gonna be weird as fuck.
We had to have been in here for like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I guess we could wrap up, technically. Thank you for listening to Lucho Podcast again. Thank you to Isaiah for being here.
Hey, man.
Don't forget to listen to us on Spotify and Breaker FM, Google Podcasts, all at Lucho Podcast. Follow us on Instagram. My Instagram is IamLucho, and then the podcast Instagram is Lucho Podcast. And then follow Isaiah on Instagram.
Isaiah_Ellison.
And then we'll see you guys next time.
All right.